$4 billion. That's how much a lawsuit claims the state of Michigan shortchanges local government every year. The suit says the state's using accounting gimmicks to violate the Headley Amendment. The lawsuit was filed today by a group of attorneys and local government officials. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here to tell us more. And Rick, we have heard local municipalities complaining for years that they're being shortchanged in state revenue sharing. This lawsuit really takes things to a whole new level. What's going on?
Oh, it absolutely takes things to a new level. A group of local government officials, these are all from Macomb County, but presumably more could join up if they wanted, and some public interest lawyers, they say the state's been playing a shell game with revenue sharing payments to local governments to the tune of $4 billion a year, as you just said, and basically shifting the state's budget troubles to the locals. And they say in some cases, this has helped drive local governments into emergency management. So they want the state to stop doing it, and maybe even pay back all or some of that money.
Well, tell us about this shell game.
The state divvies up state sales tax revenue between schools, municipal governments, counties, and what the state keeps. And basically, this lawsuit says the state has been cheating under the terms of the Headley Amendment to the state constitution. Now, that amendment, it both limits tax increases, but it also limits the things the state can require local governments to do without ponying up the money. And I spoke with the lead attorney on the case. His name is John Moak. He is a Wayne State University law professor and an expert on the Michigan Constitution. Here's what he says is going on.
Over many years, over 20 years or more, the state has been shifting the tax burden to local governments. It's been reducing its proportion of revenue sharing, and it has been imposing obligations on local governments that it's not reporting and it's not taking into account. And accordingly, revenue sharing to local governments has gone down in violation of the Constitution.
So break this down for us, Rick. What are the state constitutional questions at stake here?
Okay, what the lawsuit says is that the state has been ripping off local governments in four specific ways since the 1990s, when everything was changed by the state starting to use the sales tax to help pay for schools under Proposal A. And that is, they say that payments to school districts have been counted against revenue sharing. Payments to charter schools have been counted against local government revenue sharing. Payments to counties for some major trunk lines that are actually the responsibility of the state to pay for have been counted against revenue sharing. And it says there are mandates the state has imposed on local governments that the state has to pay for under the Headley Amendment, but it's actually double dealing by counting that as a part of revenue sharing. And then just to kind of cap it, it also says that the state should be doing a better job of keeping track of those mandates, and it hasn't been.
So if I'm the mayor of a city or town where spending has been cut to the bone and beyond, and I'm listening to you and me talking about this, my ears are perked up. What could this lawsuit mean for my city?
What this lawsuit could mean for your city is, first of all, that you could be getting more money under the revenue sharing scheme. And that's what, you know, cities and counties have been saying should have been happening for a while. And then it could be vindication of their position that the legislature and governors, and this has been both under Republican and Democratic control, remember, that they've been doing it wrong for a really long time, that they've been violating not just the spirit of revenue sharing by keeping more than their fair share, but also the letter of what they were supposed to be doing under the Michigan Constitution.
So let's talk about what comes next. Where was the suit filed, and what are we going to watch for?
The suit was filed in the Michigan Court of Appeals. That's where Headley Amendment cases go automatically. And the next step is for the state to look at this lawsuit and file its response. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta with this breaking news. Rick, as always, thanks so much.
Oh, glad to do it.